Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. Interplex recently launched the company NOV, which according to the press release will help customers get to the electric future faster and is primed to support the sector's drive for innovation, improved efficiency, and reduced environmental impact. Regarding EV batteries, we're still dealing with a plethora of issues, including and especially the responsible disposal and improving current distribution in the batteries in relation to an EV's energy storage reserves. And on the line to discuss that is Gustavo Cibrian, Energy Systems D&D and Engineering Manager at NOV. So, Gustavo, thanks for joining us. And can you give us the executive overview of NOV?
Good morning, Jason. Certainly. And thanks for having me here on the program. NOV was, as you mentioned, was previous Interplex. And we have a build of 50 years of heritage in the stamping, molding, welding, and automation industry. We design and manufacture and customize batteries interconnection solutions that it's integrated into the modules with the high precision systems using our dedicated years of experience on the electromechanical engineering and high precision manufacturing. We work with OEMs and suppliers to bring their ideas to life. NOV, it's basically a global company, which we have four main manufacturing sites located in the Angul in Asia, Chennai in India, Bisek in Europe, and Guadalajara for our North American market. Our headquarters are located in Singapore, and for sure we have distributed of engineering and design elements all around the globe. Yeah, basically one of our main products for this one is into the battery interconnect systems, power designs like busbars products and synchronous interconnect design solutions, which are some of the pins for this type of design solutions on six.
Okay, now the EV battery disposal has become one of the most critical issues and possible roadblocks facing the future of electrification. So what particular dangers does the improper disposal of EV batteries pose?
Right. As we all know, having a lot of heavy metal inside of the battery, that's very dangerous to the environment. And one of the things that we have now, there are some dedicated companies on the recycling of batteries that are capable of extracting the anodes and cathodes for the new lithium-ion batteries. And the other options that we have is just to remove or delay some of this of the dangers are that certain OEMs are just using the battery or extending the life cycles as a second use of this battery modules or battery for other purposes.
Okay, now what are companies doing right now to mitigate those risks?
Right. Some of the things is, adding recyclable materials to the battery pack components. At NOV, we are sustainability is one of our core goals, and we focus on using recyclable components in which we process. Our processes are friendly just to remove those recyclable materials, like our plastics and lamination design solutions. And one of our latest proposals in this case, what we're doing to mitigate is the usage of an SDC product for a low voltage signal. This one is in comparison to the STC, which is on the low voltage signal, we are eliminating the usage of chemical etching. And instead of that, we are getting the traces using a die cut process. And in this way, we have 100% of recyclable copper or aluminum traces from the system.
How can improving the current distribution in EV batteries, which is one of the most important steps, how can that expedite the whole electrification process?
Right, Jason. Obviously, this is one of the key things in order just to avoid the hotspot. meaning the increase of temperature of the current collectors. Right, what does this mean? It's just to reduce the imbalance current of the battery module by minimizing the difference of temperature along your battery interconnection system, which it can be transferring an entire system as using less cooling, and then therefore a long lasting of your battery cells through life.
Sorry, Gustavo. Now, before I let you go, you sort of already got into this, but maybe you can underline this point. What specifically is Enovi doing to help with the whole electrification transition, like the move from internal combustion engine to electricity?
Well, one of what we are focusing on is trying to build faster, reliable, low-cost solutions and innovations. Building faster, it's trying to bring some of the innovation design solutions that we have right now, putting it fast to market on a reliable way, meaning that you are going to have a high quality on our design solutions, either on any part of the world that we manufacturing this part, and obviously just to balancing the cost and timing. So basically just trying to get it at a low cost and so we can just have more of our products on the market.
Thanks, Gustavo. I want to thank you for your time. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.